I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. On Thursday, a judge in Karnataka, India, postponed a trial for eight Christian workers to December 14th. Dave Stravers with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says the group was charged after their arrest during a Bible club training session in August. Stravers says rather than frighten new partners away, they're faced with the opposite problem.
We have a long waiting list of workers in this particular area who want to do this kind of ministry and want to receive training. So it's like they all know the stories, they know the problems, they know the suffering that's going to happen.
Next, in decades past, reaching the whole world seemed impossible. While not impossible today, Lusan reports the stark reality is that one-fourth of the world's population don't have access to the gospel. 86% of Muslims, Hindus, and Buddhists don't even know any Christians. The attacks of 9/11 play a big role in that, and ministries are addressing the issue. Urban ministry is also a priority, reaching the 30 megacities of 10 million or more. HCJB Global's Wayne Peterson says,
if we're going to reach the youth of the world, we need to reach the cities. The churches are not going to the city as fast as the population is growing in the cities.
And even though Americans can get a hold of a Bible, not many are engaging with it. A recent survey by the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life shows that 55% of Americans can't name the four Gospels of the New Testament. Faith Comes By Hearing recently released a series of free mobile phone apps called Bible.is, which allow people to read, listen to, and share the Bible on the go. The Bible.is apps offer six different Bible engagement programs. There are links at our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship would like you to have a classic missionary biography. It's called Jungle Pilot. It's the story of missionary pilot Nate Saint, martyred in Ecuador at the hands of the Warani. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828, or you can simply click on the link at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.